This is the Criminal Law Podcast on the crime of solicitation. And solicitation is a preliminary offense. Like the other inchoate offenses, it takes place before the crime is completed, and indeed it takes place before there is an attempt to commit the crime. And the elements of the offense are that the defendant invites, requests, commands, hires, encourages another person to engage in the conduct constituting a felony under the older statutes. Currently it would be for any crime, with the specific intent to seek the commission of the offense. So what's important to understand about this crime is that it is the defendant, the solicitor, asking someone else to commit a crime. It is not the innocent instrumentality situation. In other words, where I ask you to go retrieve my laptop out of the backseat of a car in the parking lot, and I tell you that it's my laptop. In fact, it's not my laptop, and I'm asking you to go steal it for me. You don't understand that you are stealing property. You simply are doing me a favor. In that situation, I would be committing the crime by using you as my agent, my innocent instrumentality. That would not be a solicitation. Instead, what a solicitation is an invitation for the other person to engage in a crime. And so it is like an invitation that can result in another offense if there is an agreement to commit the crime, and that is conspiracy. And we'll talk about that in the next podcast. But here, solicitation is before an attempt. It is requesting the other person to commit the crime. Their response is irrelevant as long as it is a request to commit the crime. Now, if there is then an attempt to commit the crime, then the solicitation will generally merge into the attempt and would not be charged as a separate offense, although it could be a lesser included offense for the solicitor, the person who asks. And it's also under the Model Penal Code, just something to note, soliciting another person to commit a crime can make you an aider and abettor, an accomplice to that offense. Now, liability for solicitation, the punishment is generally less than what it would be for the actual offense. And so it will be a more lightly punished offense, but still, it is a criminal offense. And in order to engage in the crime, it is, like the other inchoate offenses, a specific intent crime. Under the Model Penal Code, Model Penal Code Section 5.02, it is that with the purpose of promoting or facilitating the commission of a crime. And so it's the highest intent level under the common law. It is with the specific intent that the other person engage in criminal conduct. Now, what has become an issue in some cases is whether the solicitation rises to that level, or the request rises to the level of a criminal solicitation, based on whether it is communicated. Under the Model Penal Code, it says that it's immaterial whether the actor is able to communicate the solicitation or not. That is not the majority rule, and majority of states require that there be some communication, some success in communicating this solicitation, and that's where the Safon case, that's what the Safon case illustrates, that in that situation, the defendant was in jail and sends the note to other members of his gang to kill his pregnant girlfriend. The letter is never delivered. It is intercepted in the jail, and he is charged with solicitation under the statute. And the California court says that delivery is a requirement of the offense, even though the statute itself doesn't say that, but that this is the majority rule. The California court says that an uncommunicated soliciting message does not expose others to inducements to commit crime, so it is not as dangerous. However, note here that the California court does say that the defendant is guilty of attempted solicitation. So solicitation takes place before an attempt, but this is also an offense that can be attempted attempted. So it is attempting to ask another person to attempt an offense. This is quite typical of the inchoate offenses, that here we are moving much earlier in the process, and the question is, how far has it gone? Now, can a solicitation be an attempt to commit a crime? The DeSanto case reflects the majority rule, and that is that attempt and solicitation are in fact distinct offenses, and that the solicitation, even with some additional conduct, is generally not considered to be an attempt to commit the crime unless somehow the defendant who solicited is going to be involved in the commission of the crime and then engages in some conduct that rises to the level of an attempt, whether it be substantial step tests, probable desistance, dangerous proximity, whatever that test is, the defendant would have to undertake this conduct. So note that solicitations often involve an undercover officer or a cooperator who is pretending, so that the charge of solicitation will take place because the crime was never going to take place. There is no impossibility defense to solicitation. The crime is complete when the solicitor, the defendant, requests that the other person engage in the criminal conduct with the requisite specific intent or purpose under the Model Penal Code.